Welcome to Manufacturing Revival Radio, brought to you by Assembly Magazine. Assembly Magazine educates suppliers, buyers, and users of assembly equipment in manufacturing plants to connect, learn, share, and explore all things assembly. This special edition of Manufacturing Revival is coming to you live from the floor of the Assembly Show in Rosemont, Illinois. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Good afternoon. You are with Todd and Todd, live from Chicago at the Assembly Show. Manufacturing Revival Radio on location. Todd, we're kicking off the afternoon session. If it's anything like the morning, we're having a heck of a good time.
That means my brain is going to explode before the day is over.
We are learning new stuff, hearing about great technology and how these organizations are serving the market. I expect the afternoon session will be just as scintillating as the morning session.
I'm sure it's going
to
be.
And I think we're going to kick that off with our next guest. Say hello to Robert Little. He's the CEO of ATI Industrial Automation. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Thank you for having me.
No, it's our pleasure, Bob. Thanks for making time to join us. Before we get into it, take a quick sec. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I've been in the robotics business for 30 years. I'm a degreed engineer. 24 years ago, I partnered with two other owners, and I own partially ATI Industrial Automation. Currently, ATI Industrial Automation is an ESOP, which is an employee-owned company, so many of the shares now are going directly to the employees.
Outstanding. We'll go deeper on ATI. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Well, we design and manufacture robotic tooling. We're the leading supplier of robotic tool changers and six-axis force torque sensors. And we sell internationally. 40% of our sales are going out internationally currently. We obviously are based out of North Carolina in the USA, so that's our biggest market right now. But long-term, I see that the international market is where robotics is going, and we're going there with it.
Bob, talk a little more specifically about the kind of customers you work with and serve.
Well, the robotics business, primarily about 60 to 70%, is automotive. So we spend a lot of our time in automotive facilities, assembly lines, for example, stamping, material handling does quite a bit of our business. Then when you get into the tier suppliers, you're doing a lot of various tasks where it is a lot of material handling, but at the same time, we're also in the market where we're doing polishing and grinding. It gets us into very complex applications. And in addition, we have a very large research market that we serve. So we're in all the major universities and labs who are doing research in robotics.
Well, I understand you do robotic tooling, obviously. But what impact directly do you have to the end user? You make them more efficient, make them reduce cost? What end result do you bring to your customers?
Well, the end effectors on the robot currently are make the robot more flexible. Okay, so the robotic tool changer we have allows the robot to change out tools. So you have a very flexible machine, which is the robot, but then the robot itself needs additional flexibility, and that's where we step in. On top of that, with the six-axis force torque sensor we have, one of our products that we sell, it allows robots to have feel. So that way, when robots go in and assemble a product, the feedback mechanism, the touch and feel, actually comes through our sensor, goes into the controller of the robot. The robot then can make decisions on the assembly process.
When I hear of that kind of capability, I mean, it's very exciting. And I think about something Todd and I hear all the time on interviews we do with folks in manufacturing is that the skill level to know, even have an awareness of this, the possibility of this kind of application just isn't there. How do you work with your customers to make sure they understand just the range of capabilities that your products have?
Well, number one, you need to be at the assembly show. Okay. Communication is what we sell is a complex product. So, yes, it's an educational thing. Being here talking to you right now is helping getting that information out. So we spend a lot of time on the web. We have tremendous amounts of documentation and videos that show pretty much the processes that we're talking about. We go to the shows like this. We're able to show the product to the end user directly. And then we actually go to their facility. We loan them out product, give them a chance to trial it. So education is a constant item that we're constantly looking to do through shows, media, and internet.
All right, we're coming to you live from the Assembly Show, and we're speaking with Bob Little with ATI Industrial. Bob, you mentioned ESOP, the employee-owned. You know, Todd, I got to tell you, when we have conversations with organizations that are employee-owned, I get a whole different vibe from the organization. And Bob, I'd love for you to share a little bit more about that, why you do it, and more importantly, what kind of impact that has on your customers.
I would have to say prior to the ESOP, we were a very well-tuned company. We have approximately 200 employees, and they work really well together. When we became an ESOP, we basically turned over ownership to these employees. And even though the employees were already at extremely high motivation level, it just took it to the next level. Now, every decision that is made from employee to employee is a financial decision for their future. So what they do for the customer today affects the amount of money they'll receive in the future through stock, because the value of the company will only go up with the success of the company. So they have a financial incentive to make that happen. And you're going to find in an employee-owned company that the employees that you are dealing with care. They care a lot about what's going on with the customer and with the product. I'm not saying that companies that are not employee-owned don't care, but there is a difference. You can really see it when you work with an employee-owned company. You can feel and see the difference. And that's true with ATI as well.
Now, I can see that whole attitude, if I can say that, increases the level of customer focus, customer centricity. Absolutely, it's got to be a value. Take a look at another aspect of value that your customers are getting. What's the financial impact of some of the systems that you're putting in?
Well, in many cases, I found our products can save customers anywhere from 10 to 50% in savings by adding on. For example, you have a robotic tool changer on a robot. All of a sudden, instead of having two robots do the same job, you have one robot that can flexibly change out tooling from in the application. It reduces the space needed for the second robot. It reduces the cost of the second robot. And it makes the integration tighter. And that saves money in total as the line is being designed. So there is significant cost savings that go into making, a robotic tool changer. But then you get something like the six-axis force torque sensor, and it makes an application from impossible to possible. It makes an application that would not have worked without it all of a sudden make sense to automate. So in many cases, it's really hard to put a number on something like that when all of a sudden our product can assist in making the automation successful, because then you're talking about a much very large expense in possible savings, going from a manual application to an automated application.
What are the advantages of being at a show like this is you get a little peek into the future. What's Bob Little's take on coming trends, new innovations, new technology that we ought to be keeping an eye on?
Well, the integration controls on robots currently are getting more advanced. You're going to be seeing more robots dealing with people. I'm talking in touch and feel. That is, robots are going to be allowed to actually work side by side with people, and it's going to be okay. You're not going to have this glass wall between you and a robot in the future. Part of our product, again, the six-axis force torque sensor, is going to be some of that process where it's going to allow robots to be out in the environment, working beside people, functionally doing tasks in a safe way so people aren't being injured, but assisting, the operators on the line. So that's some of the future that I see, plus the advanced end effectors that I see being produced today. They're going to have a lot more sensors on them in order to be allowed to work closer to the people in the environment. So not just six-axis force torque sensors, but advanced vision systems, inductive sensing, various types of laser for distance finding and stuff like that.
Bob, as you talk about these future applications, I can't help but think about the impact that's going to have on the manufacturing sector in the U.S. in total. What role do you see yourself playing in driving some of these innovations and applications, doing things that weren't possible before?
Education. Our point of being here is to get the information out that what is available today, because you'd be amazed how much technical information is available out there that people are not getting access to. I know we're in an information age here, and information is readily available, but the difficult part of it is there's too much information. So we need to bring it to a level where our customers can find it. This assembly show is an exact example of getting that done, and the information that the customers can get, because the technology is already there. It's a matter of getting it applied.
All right. Well, Bob, I hate to say it, but we are about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about ATI Industrial Automation?
Well, our website's a good place to be, www.ati-ia.com. You go there, and there's tons of information, contact information, that we're welcome to have people give us a call or give us an email, and we'll get in touch.
Robert Little, the CEO of ATI Industrial Automation. Bob, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you, Todd.
All right. Well, that wraps this segment. On behalf of our guest, Bob Little, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, everyone at Assembly Magazine, I'm Todd Schnick. This has been Manufacturing Revival Radio, broadcasting direct from the Assembly Show. We'll be right back.